Harriet Powers was a 19th century quilter from Georgia who was a trailblazer in the African-American tradition of story quilts. Only two of her quilts remain. The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston recently exhibited both pieces, and Powers' great-great-great-granddaughter, Elise Minter, visited from Baltimore to see them displayed together for the first time.
My name is Elise Minter. I am a research librarian and a PhD candidate. I'm also the great-great-great-granddaughter of Harriet Powers. I knew the name Harriet Powers in terms of how it related to my family tree. And then one day I was just Googling different family names, trying to find some, if anybody else was researching. And I came across the quilts that belonged to her. She did a lot of what I assume is freehand cutting of fabric into shapes and figures. So there's like people, there's stars, there's animals. And she uses different fabrics for all of them. So it's very much a colorful affair. These are obviously public treasures, but they're also like a piece of my family history. And as Black people, we don't often get much passed down. So it's a little bit emotional, and it's like, you know, this was my ancestor. This is my great-great-great-grandmother. Jenny Smith, who was a teacher in Athens, Georgia, discovered Harriet Powers' quilt when she came across Harriet Powers displaying her quilt at the local cotton fair. And this was like in the late 1800s, I believe. And she noticed the quilt, and it kind of stood out because most people were not making quilts like that at that time. And she offered to buy it. And she said, Harriet Powers said no. And so some years passed. I believe that region fell on some hard times. So Harriet Powers allegedly came back to Jenny Smith and was like, you know, if you still want to buy it, I'm offering it for a sale now. And she asked her for $10. And Jenny Smith said, you know, I can give you $5. That's what I can afford. And so she sold it to Jenny Smith for $5. And that's how it ended up in the museum, basically. Because when Jenny Smith died, the executor of her estate, I think, had it for a little while, and then eventually it was donated to the Smithsonian. As we all know, my great-great-great-grandmother was a Black woman. And the way that Jenny Smith talked about the quilt, it was obvious that it was fascinating to her and that she admired the work that my great-great-great-grandmother did. But she didn't look at Harriet Powers as being the same as her. It was like, for a Black person to have created something like this, it was remarkable. And it was through that lens that she wanted to own it. As a descendant, knowing that that was a prized possession of Harriet Powers and that she never intended to sell it, like, that was intended to be a family heirloom. And the fact that it passed hands under those circumstances, I feel like the way that the story is told and the fact that we only have Jenny Smith's word to rely on kind of takes away some of the agency of Harriet Powers and what she intended in terms of her creation. In the retelling of Harriet Powers as she is as a quilter in these museums, she's often divorced from who she would have been as a person, as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter, as an aunt, as a grandmother. And so there's part of me that wants to give that back to her, to give her back her place as a person.